Yes, that's all right, mate. We'll start here. Team two over here. Team one over here. Team one. I'm glad to see the rest of the church got the memo about the fancy dress. Thank you all for so enthusiastically joining in. Okay, so free guess is what we've been doing today. We have been looking at Ephesians 6, 10 to 20, about putting on the armor of God and what it means to us and what it means in spiritual conflict. So we have been getting a bit creative. So team one, where are you? Raise your sword. Give us a cry. Rawr. Great. Fantastic. Now you're quiet. Right. Team two, raise your swords. Give us a cry. Yay. Excellent. Excellent. So we've been getting a bit creative with these. So we've had to make the sandals of peace, breastplate of righteousness, belt of truth, shield of faith. So I'm going to get it wrong now. Sword of the Spirit and the helmet of salvation. So what we need now is a bit of audience participation. If you can just divide into teams a bit more, guys. Face your adoring fans. And if you think Team 2's armor is the best, I want to hear some cries, I want to hear some shouts, some applause. Yay! Okay. Good, good, good. And Team 1? Ooh, it's close. It's very, very close. But I think Team 1 have got it. Well done. Well done, well done. Excellent. So the guys that have just got the armor here, the bits of armor, this one. So can we have the sword come out, please? Isaac modeling our chainmail. I don't have breastplate armor, so chainmail is the best we can do. Can we have a shield? The helmet? Where's our sandals? There are our sandals. Who's face? We've got everyone. There's everyone, isn't it? There you are, the belt of truth. Okay, excellent. So if we can just go through, what does the belt of truth? What is the belt of truth to you? Belt of truth is magnanimous. It's not very truthful. It's okay, what do we have here? The helmet of
salvation.
Sword of spirit.
Shield of faith.
Chainmail of righteousness.
Breastplate of righteousness, but.
Sandals of good news.
You see your sandals? They're not really sandals. Best we could do. Excellent. Thank you very much, guys. So this was based on Ephesians 6:10. If we just have that reading, please. Andrew, you're right, sir. Thank you.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, which with you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Lord. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly, as I should.
Thank you. That's brilliant. Thank you, Angie. So we've just learned today to be an army, and to be an army means to be together, to look out for each other, and to really trust in those gifts that God has given us. So we've learned to use this as a prayer, and I really encourage you all to do the same, to think of Ephesians every time you go into work, every time you go into school, to just remember that God is with us and God prepares us. And I think these guys deserve a round of applause. I mean, it's excellent.